Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Your Network of Praise, this is Carlene Prince, and I am very honored to be joined on the phone at the moment by a name that's going to be known to a lot of our listeners because we play a lot of his music. His music has touched hundreds and thousands of lives over the years, and his accolades go before him, certainly. I don't think he needs much introduction. We're talking this morning with Jeremy Camp. Jeremy, how are you today?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for taking time to be with us. It was really important with us to have a conversation with you, if we could squeeze it in here, because there is something pretty big that just happened in your life. If folks haven't heard by now, there's a film that has just been released last week in theaters nationwide about a real life chapter in your journey. The movie's called I Still Believe. I'm sure the question everybody is asking you is, does this feel a little surreal to have a portion of your life on the big screen, and what's this all about?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's one of those things where people are asking questions like, aren't you so excited? And I'm like, absolutely. Like, the excitement's there. It does feel very surreal. But honestly, too, it's hard because this is the hardest trial of my life, the deepest, kind of darkest place of my life. And, you know, to kind of, in a sense, relive that and walk through that. It hasn't been easy.
It's definitely
been the thing where, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's been like, brings back hard things.
Yes. I was wondering that, and I was going to ask you that if you didn't bring it up yourself. And maybe just to give people a little bit of context here, can you tell us the premise of the story about what portion of your life this was about?
Yeah, you know, I went off to college, and I had met this girl named Melissa, and she was incredible. She loved the Lord with all of her heart, and I just completely fell in love with her. So the whole story is kind of, you know, me heading off to college, me meeting her, and then kind of the whole falling in love aspect of it. But we, you know, as typical drama of relationships, went through the ups and downs and, you know, broke it off. And but anyway, at one point, we had not been talking much, and got a phone call that she had cancer. And so I went to go see her right away, and ended up just realizing through the whole thing I wanted to be with her. No matter what was going to happen. And so, you know, of course, we ended up getting married. It was amazing. But a few months after we got married, she went to be with the Lord. And it was definitely a faith challenging thing. And so you're going to see the whole journey of everything and her faith and how it encouraged my faith. And just, you know, afterwards, you know, walking through grief, but then seeing God's hand of faithfulness and pulling me through. And so it's a beautiful story of redemption. It gives hope. You don't end up feeling hopeless at the end of it. You feel like that, okay, I can get through anything with Christ. Mm. And that's the whole point of the movie.
So is that why you're willing to share it? Because again, something like this is a pretty personal and intimate piece of your life. And I know you've shared about it from stage to some degree, but that still isn't saying everything, because there's still part of this that, you know, you keep behind closed doors. It's a part of your personal walk, and it's really not for anybody else to know. But is that why you're opening up the door to this portion a little bit more?
Yeah. You know, there's a scripture in 2 Corinthians, you know, it says that we're called to comfort others with what we've been comforted.
Mm.
And honestly, I feel like it's a big part of what this next journey is. It's just really sharing a bit of, hey, this is what God's done in my life, how he's walked me through this, how he's been so faithful, how he never left me nor forsook me in anything. And I want to be able to share that with people that are going through hardships. And it's just, honestly, it's worth it. Even though it's hard, it's not easy, but it's worth it. And if it ministers and gives glory to the kingdom of heaven, then that's what it's all about.
Mm, amen to that. So as you mentioned, going through this process, getting ready to put this into movie form, in some ways, I'm sure does have a lot of memories flooding back and reliving it. What new levels of healing, I guess I could ask, or what new things have you learned about your Heavenly Father through this?
Yeah, you know, one massive thing is that he's when we feel, there's a scripture that says that even when we're faithless, he'll remain faithful, because that's who he is. That's his nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I've found that out in a massive way, the depth of his faithfulness. And when I literally was like, I can't move on, I can't continue on, or I'm whatever, you know, I'm dealing with, he was there being so faithful. He never left me, not one moment. And I felt like that even when I was almost trying to push him away, like, I don't want anything to do with you, he just would be there with open arms saying, I love you. And so I think his relentless love was a big part of what I realized more and more, and his unending faithfulness are two massive things that I've learned.
Wow. Wow. I remember when somebody told me years ago, I kind of started doing some speaking engagements and sharing some vulnerable parts of my journey. And they told me off to the side afterwards, and they said, you know, I'm actually kind of excited for you because I know it's hard to talk about some of these areas, but the more you tell it, the more healed you become. Have you found that to be true in your journey too?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think you realize that it wasn't all for naught, you know, because you're going, wow, look how God has used this. And as you're talking through it, you continue to remember and are reminded of his faithfulness. Like for me, what I love, you know, in the Old Testament, when it talks about Ebenezer's, which are stones of remembrance, I love that because you can look back and go, wow, look at what God's done. You talk about it and say, but look what he's done. I think for me, that's what it's been. It's the stones of remembrance of all the things that he's done.
I love that, Jeremy, because honestly, when you have enough stones gathered together one place, they form an altar. And isn't that what it's about? Surrender and open-handed living and saying, Father, no matter what comes, I know you are here with me.
Yeah, so good. So good.
I love that. I love that. Well, tell you what, we're talking to several people this morning as they listen to this because we broadcast in about 60 cities in a 5-state region. And two of those regions, Jeremy, are Montana and Wyoming, which for the last several years have ranked within the top 5 states for the numbers of suicide. So there's a lot of people in our listening area that struggle. I myself, in the last few days, have just gotten news from a couple of close friends, one family whose son died on the table in surgery, a friend who has cancer, and then another acquaintance whose daughter just took her life in the last 24 hours. It just seems like these curves in life come so fast. It changes life as you know it. It changes life forever. And there's such a variety of spectrum of responses we can have in those moments. Some people run to their faith. It's Jesus is their anchor. He's the anchor that holds. Other people want that so much, but they struggle with the questions and the whys and the, did I do something that God's doing this to me? What piece of encouragement would you give to anybody right now who desperately is needing hope? They don't know if they can be honest with God in their struggle and their anger and their doubts. And what would you say to them?
Yeah, so I have a lot of things that God has taught me through this. And, you know, of course, when I always say these things, it's not like, here is the answer. Because, you know what I mean?
Right.
We don't have, we can share things that we've learned, but I'll share some things that I've learned. So bear with me here.
Sure.
You know, one of the things when it happened with me and Melissa and she passed, I remember I feel like I had a choice and I felt it. Like either I turned my back on God and say, you know what? You did this. You allowed this. I can't believe it. You know, forget you. And then I would basically, if you do that, then you're running towards the world. Now, if you think about that, the world actually is the cause of the problem in the first place. You know, the fallen nature of the world, there's no hope, there's no peace, there's no joy, it's the world, you know. And when you sit there and think about life, we all, whether you know Christ or not, are going to experience trials. That's just a fact. I mean, we know many people, you know, it's that don't know Christ experience trials, people that know Christ experience trials. It's just part of it. But Jesus even said, you know, and he didn't leave us to the point where we're surprise. He goes, hey, I'm going to say these things to you that you'll have peace. It says it in John, I think 16. You'll have trials of many kinds. And it's kind of like, that doesn't sound very peaceful. But he goes, but take heart, I've overcome the world. And so you have that understanding of like, you know what? I can't imagine going through this trial without Christ. Because when I run to him, he, like you said, run to him, he's the source of peace, the source of joy, the source of life and hope and all those things. Wrapped up in one, that's who he is. And so I think for me, it's like, those are the two options you have. And it's like, well, I realize that even though it doesn't make sense and I have my questions, he really is the only source of, and the only answer to all those questions. And, you know, one, I'll kind of continue on with this. You know, when I went through everything, it was almost like three things that God reminded me. One is that he's never leaves us or forsakes us. You know, he is near to the brokenhearted. So those are the kind of like, he's not leaving us. So he's right there. Mm-hmm. So no matter how you feel, even though you may feel something, he's there, you know, ready. We may be the ones that are kind of pushed away or just being like, where are you? He's like, I'm right here. I'm right here. He's near the brokenhearted and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And then two is that this slight momentary affliction that the word says, is nothing compared to the weight of glory in store for us in heaven. What we experience here is momentary, and it feels so forever, and it feels like the biggest thing ever and it'll last forever, but it's momentary, and it's nothing compared to what he has in store for us, the joy when we get to heaven. Yeah. And then three is that it's okay to ask questions. Now, what I mean by that is people are so afraid to ask questions.
Yes.
But I want you to point people to the cross. When Jesus was on the cross, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, Jesus didn't sin. So you know that wasn't a sin by him saying, why have you forsaken me? It wasn't him. He was asking a question. So I think we all of a sudden, we have this understanding, like, it's okay to ask questions. Like, God, I don't understand. Like, why? Mm-hmm. Now, when you start questioning God and saying, but your ways are wrong, you start questioning who he is. That's a different story. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But what Jesus said, he finally says, but into thy hands I commit my spirit. There was an act of surrender. I think that what we have to understand is it's okay to have these questions. It's okay to be like, why? And be upset and say, God, it doesn't make sense. This hurts. God's big enough to take those things. You know what I mean? He's
right.
He's big enough. He's okay. But then there's a point where you don't want to get stuck there.
Yes.
Don't get stuck there. There's a point of surrender. You have to surrender and say, okay, God, but not my will, but your will be done. You have to let that part go. And so I think that's the last final straw. You understand that he's there for you. You understand it's momentary, and you understand that you can kind of have questions, but you have to come to the point where you say, not my will, but your will be done. And it's not all going to make sense. I'm not going to ever tell anybody it'll all make sense. Now when we get to heaven, it will, but as we're here, it's not going to all make sense. You know
right.
what I mean? I can
yeah.
look back and go, oh, wow, God, look what you've done. You've literally ministered to thousands and thousands of people, and now hundreds of thousands and possibly millions of people are going to watch this movie and be ministered to. Yeah, okay. I can look back and go, in light of eternity, it is worth it. But it's that walking through it now, it's hard to say that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so keep pressing forward. God, he's not left you, and don't run to the world because it'll leave you hopeless.
Right, right. I so appreciate so many portions of that answer that you just gave, Jeremy, and it kind of is affirming for me because I was just on the phone with one of those friends that I mentioned that just got some news and was telling them the same thing. First of all, just I think some of the biggest gifts we can give each other in these moments when you're trying to be there for somebody going through something hard is to give them the gift of permission, because you'll go crazy if you're trying to handle this by containing your behavior to the point where you aren't honest and you don't ask the hard questions.
God already knows anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. And this burden is, I mean, those questions are too much of a weight for us to carry, but the point of asking it is to get it out so that he can carry it, because his shoulders are so broad. He's
Amen.
Just amazing how he can carry that stuff for us, because we're never meant to buckle under the pressure of that.
That's right.
So I so appreciate what you just shared.
His yoke is easy and his burden is light.
Yes, yes. Amen to that. Absolutely. Well, this is a big season for you, and I'm sure this has been an endeavor in some ways that you expected, maybe didn't. But what are you hoping that people will walk away from as far as their own encounter with Jesus after they watch this film?
Yeah, that's what it is. I hope that, because the last thing I want this to be is just a story about Jeremy Camp, because there's not going to be any fruit in that. You know, it's like, oh, that's a nice story, or that, oh, that touched me, and Jeremy, you know, walked through that. We don't want that. We want people to walk out of there saying, I want to either know more about Jesus, who don't know him, or those who do, saying, I want to run to him for everything, because he's all that we need. I mean, when you look at Jesus being everything we need, what does it even mean? Well, if you look all throughout God's word, from Genesis to Revelation, you look at all the names of who Christ is. I mean, he's our rock, he's our refuge, he's our comfort, he's our provider, he's our, you know, shield, he's the way, he's the truth, the life, he's living water, he's food for our soul.
Yes.
He is everything you need.
Yes.
And that for me is what I want people to walk away, knowing that he's everything they need, and he is, there's hope in the midst of anything that you go through.
Well, we certainly are going to be joining you in those prayers. By the way, this film comes from the same creators of I Can Only Imagine. We know what that film did for so many people. And I believe this is going to be in the same category. And God is just doing his thing, taking taking these hurts of our lives and just this incredible tapestry that he does to weave it into his story and to bring hope and beauty to the most broken places of our journey. It's just an amazing thing that he does. So this movie, I still believe, is in theaters nationwide as we speak. It just got released last week. We do have links on our website if you'd like to see if it's in a theater near you so you can experience this incredible film and support it. Jeremy, after all the buzz of this is over, what's next on the horizon for you?
Oh, my word. I don't know. I think there's so much. Like, me and my wife wrote a marriage book that comes out in April. So that's going to
be
I think, a good next step for us. So I feel like that we're definitely going to start ministering together, you know, as a couple more, and which I'm very excited about. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, awesome. Jeremy, before most of us have even seen this, we just know it's going to be very touching because I think vulnerability and the courage to share that always has that effect and that measure. And so just praying for you that you will know his fullness throughout this entire portion of this as you do relive this story and tell it. But thank you so much for being willing to, because I think so many times that's all it takes is just a willingness to speak so that other people can say, I understand, me too. And you know what? God is still God, and he's such a loving father through anything that this world can hand us. And we're just waiting for that day when Eden is restored, basically, and things are turned to the way he originally designed them to be. So thank you for allowing us into this part of your story and taking us one step closer, showing us what the Father looks like in these places of brokenness in our lives so that hope can be found by thousands of people. We really appreciate that.
God bless you. Thanks, Carlene. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.